Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan. Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctors are in. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Dr. Denise.
Welcome to Second Half Now. I'm going to start at the top of this program with a question, which will set the theme for our program today, and it's this. This is the question. When something tragic or terrible crashes into your life, what do you do, and how can you find God in the darkness? Again, welcome to the show. I am Dan Critchett, and I am very pleased to be here with our guest and my co-host, Denise Hogan. The reason that this particular topic and these guests are so important to me is because for many years serving as a pastor, I had the assignment to help families deal with tragedies and to find God in the darkness of those hours, and it happened over and over and over again. So I've been there and walked that path with other people. Also, I have been a fire department chaplain and dispatched by the 911 operator, and was almost always a death scene. And so there is a tragic incident, and I'm there as the chaplain to try to help that person even begin to soak up what has happened. And I've also served as a family service counselor at multiple funeral homes when a death has occurred and now the people are coming in and have to take care of business for their loved one. And I've had my own tragedies in my own life also, so I'm very well acquainted with this topic. And it's not fun, and it's not easy. However, there's a ray of hope, and these two people that are with us today are going to walk us through some of those issues and are going to help answer the question, when something tragic and terrible crashes into your life, what do you do, and how can you find God in the darkness? So stay with us, and my lovely and talented co-host, Denise Lopez Hogan. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you for that, Dan. Good to be here. I'm also really excited about our show today. It's going to be great.
It is. Yeah, let's go on. What I want to say is, you folks, you want to make sure that you are listening carefully, and also that you're able to go to the podcast on the website and re-listen to both sides, the first half that's going to be on air and the second half that'll be online. There's some wonderful stuff that's coming your way right now during this next hour. And so, as you know, we probably, as we covered the various subjects of people in the second half of life. So if you're 50 plus, these are the things that we're dealing with. They are, number one, home and family. Number two, health and wellness. Number three, budget and finances. Number four, heart and soul. And number five, work and purpose. These are the critical things that we're dealing with. We're kind of the sandwich generation, us baby boomers. We are watching after and caring for the needs of our adult children and maybe some grandkids. We also have, possibly for many of us, we have aging parents, and we've got a lot of responsibility on our plate. So this program is uniquely designed to bring you the help, the tips, the tools to manage all that and to be productive and fulfilled and purposeful in your life. So that's what we're here to do. And today, of those five topic areas, today is heart and soul.
And we have in the studio today two guests that I've been so looking forward to introducing to our audience, Jill and Gordon Vigiano. This is going to be, it's a difficult topic we're going to be talking about today, but these two individuals have just been such a joy to meet and talk about finding hope, holding on to love, holding on to faith through very, very difficult and challenging times. These two individuals have the guts that it has taken for them to move forward through a very dark time. And so, yeah, while the subject is difficult, the two individuals sitting here today could not be better choices for addressing this topic. So thanks so much for being here today. And we'll tell you more about what they're here to share with us a little bit later.
And it really is an amazing story of God's grace and his love and his strength and his power in the darkness, because that's when the light shines. And that's when we need it the most. I'm going to go right on to our opening feature, which is Who Said That? Okay, so here's the quote for the day. And as you know, if you've been listening to the show, I will be giving three clues throughout the show. The third one, is going to be on the podcast side, and the answer. So don't hope for that on this side, on the on-air part. But here's the quote. A happy life consists not in the absence, but in the mastery of hardships. That's a powerful quote. And the person I want to tell you, here's the first clue. This person knew about hardships, being born healthy, but becoming seriously disabled before the age of two, and is most well known for overcoming the disabilities to a happy and productive life. I don't know if that's enough of a clue for you to get some ideas, but just kind of hold on to those ideas, and we'll read the quote again, Who Said That?, and a couple of other clues coming your way. The reason I chose this quote is because as a pastor and as a family member and as a person that's involved in life, I see so many people that are just beat up by their circumstances. They don't know what to do or where to turn or who to call on, and they're just demoralized and ultimately destroyed by the circumstances. Mm. But it doesn't have to be that way. And so this person is a model, and you know this person. I'll tell you, you know, by the time I get to the answer, you'll know this person. The name is very familiar. But that's a happy life is not one that is absent of difficulties. Happiness, according to this quote, is in the struggling and in the finding the ray of hope and life and help in the midst of that. And so that's why I chose that quote. I like that a lot. So I'm going to go on to the second opening feature, and that is the power of purpose. I just call this the POP feature, P-O-P, the power of purpose. And we are on chapter 16 of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And for each of these, all we do is just grab a few little snippets from here just to provide some focus. And how amazing that this one already just the next one that I turn to and is so appropriate for this show for today. The title of the chapter is What Matters Most? And he tells all about the essential nature of love. Brings in a couple Bible verses, some of which you are very familiar with, but he starts the chapter by saying, life is all about love. And so he says a couple things like this, learning to love unselfishly is not an easy task because it runs counter to our self-centered nature. And we didn't choose to be self-centered. You know, we didn't raise our hand and say, yeah, I'd like that one. That's the way we come from the factory. That's the way that we are. We are born that way because of our sinful nature. We are selfish. We are self-centered. We want what pleases us. We're all that way. But love, particularly as God moves into us with the gift of love, he enables us to go beyond ourselves and to see the need of someone else and to give sacrificially. That's ultimately what love is in the bottom line. A couple more things from Rick Warren. He says, life without love is really worthless. And he just kind of takes it all away. He says, Paul makes this point. He says, no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I am bankrupt without love. And that's the great passage from 1 Corinthians 13. I can't tell how many times I have preached on that from the pulpit. And have taught this, you know, the working definition of love. And, you know, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love doesn't look to have its own way. And all the other things from 1 Corinthians 13. And the bottom line is, no matter what I do, no matter how I serve, whatever I give, however sacrificial I am, the Bible says, without love, I am nothing. Wow, and that's powerful. And the way that Rick Warren sums it up in later on in the chapter, he says, life minus love equals zero. And that really kind of says it, doesn't it? So he also says, busyness is a great enemy of relationships. And so sometimes we find ourselves doing all kinds of things, important things, yeah, needful things, things that got to be done. But the things that when we commit time to a relationship, that's when it can grow. says love will last forever. These three things continue forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So I'm going to leave it at that, just to know that all of our relationships really are nurtured by time. And Rick Warren says love is spelled T-I-M-E. So that's how we express love. That's we do things with people and for people, and that's what it's all about. So I just ask us here in the studio, as well as our listeners, is there someone that I need to spend more time with? Is there someone that I need to love more just by being available and being there for them and finding creative and helpful, loving things to do with and for that person? So if love is spelled T-I-M-E, then I can be proactive about that, and I can set aside extra time to spend with that person and nurture that relationship. So that's the power of purpose. That's Rick Warren, and now we're moving on.
That's fantastic. That timing was made just for us today. The line that you said there that just grabbed hold of me, Dan, is when you said love runs counter to our self-centered nature. And as I thought about that, and I thought about Jill and Gordon's book and the story that they have to share with us today, I just thought about how true that instinct must be. And it really does come out in Jill's writing of the story that they went through, of how the things that she wanted for her life, about the things she expected to have happen in her life, how the out of the blue, out of nowhere, her husband, Gordon, suffers a devastating, devastating stroke. And at any time during this process that they've been through, either one of them could have said, this is just way too much. But what's really clear in their story is that love does run counter to our self-centered nature. And the two of them together have been able to focus in on that love that they have for each other. And it has carried them. It has carried them through to such a dark valley. And it's just an honor. It's just a privilege to be here today and to have them share their story and provide the encouragement that I know others out there may need now or will need in the future. So, yeah, when something tragic and terrible crashes into your life, what do you do? And how can you find God in the darkness? That's how you've titled this show. And Gordon and Jill are going to help us answer that question today.
I did not know Gordon and Jill before until a few weeks ago. We were together at a Christian Chamber of Commerce meeting. And they were the speakers. Actually, Gordon was the speaker. And he told his story, and it was absolutely gripping. The story of being humbled so much and being weakened so much that it you know would have been very easy for both of them to give up. So we had this. I just sat back and was marveling at the strength of both of you, and I really appreciate your testimony. So I want to say welcome to you, and just I'm so glad that you're here. And we're going to get into some of the topics, some of the subjects, some of the nitty-gritty of your story, and finding God in the darkness, right? So I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's just get right in and get started. Gordon, I just love this. Your daughter helped you come up with the title for, I believe it was the first speech that you gave.
Yes.
And it was called My Brain Has a Hole in It. Can we just start there and you can pick up where you would like in helping our audience understand what it is that happened and why you eventually needed to have such a name for a speech?
Jill?
So language is still very hard for Gordon. Language and cognition are still very hard. So we started, you know, we'd been a high-achieving, successful couple. Gordon was an entrepreneur and, you know, which in itself brings with it its own highs and lows. The rocky road of entrepreneurship is not easy. And all this time, I thought those struggles were the big struggles of my life, was dealing with entrepreneurship and the craziness that can come from that. So on Gordon's 51st birthday, kind of out of nowhere, he woke me up in the middle of the night and he told me that he couldn't see out of his left eye. From that, we went to the emergency room, but he was fine. He was completely fine. We jogged to the car. I mean, he was completely fine. And the first emergency room did a few tests on him, couldn't figure out what was wrong, guessed that maybe he had a detached retina, and sent us home. So within minutes of returning home, Gordon goes into full collapse, completely unresponsive. Then it was a 911 call to a different emergency room, and that's when we learned he was suffering a stroke. And it was very questionable whether he would even survive the day. It was 9 hours. And from 9 hours, we went from happy, healthy family to emergency room, 911 call, surgery to try to retrieve clots out of his brain, and really the very real possibility of me losing my husband, losing everything. Financially, we were in a hospital that had never been in our health insurance plan. It was 9 hours. You wow. spend a lifetime building a life together. Mm. And in 9 hours, it can all be gone. So then, you know, he survived, obviously. And, you know, as time went on, he wanted to talk about what happened. And so we put together this presentation called, we didn't know what to call it. So we were really struggling that we wanted a profound title or we wanted something that really grabbed people. We had no idea. And we were really struggling with what to call it. And neither of our kids would listen to the speech. They didn't want to hear it. They had lived it. They didn't want to hear it. So we're in his office one day just struggling over what to call this. And Rachel walks in and flings the door open. She said, "Call it My Brain Has a Hole in It." And we looked at each other and went, and there it is.
Mm. Wow. And that's how trouble and tragedy crashed into your life.
Yes.
We're going to hear more about how you responded and finding God in the darkness. We're going to take a brief break right now, and we're going to listen to a 60-second spot from Dignity Memorial, which is our flagship sponsor. And I just want to encourage our listeners to be aware that Dignity does informational seminars all around the Portland area with no cost, no obligation, free lunch or dinner. So go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, to find information or to ask for the current scheduling, because these are very, very important matters. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had to go through the painful process of helping to plan a funeral for someone you love? It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about it, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you through the process of planning. It also gives you helpful worksheets to ease the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries will even help you complete your plan. There are a lot of reasons to plan ahead that I can think of. For one thing, you can make sure your final wishes are respected. You'll be sparing loved ones the added grief of planning for you. And if you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation. There are a lot of very good reasons to pre-plan your own funeral arrangements with Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, including the free planning guide. And now is a great time to give them a call. Call anytime, night or day, 503-747-7128.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change, even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Well, welcome back. Jill, I wonder if you would give us a little bit of a picture of what that emotional roller coaster must have been like for you in those 9 hours and then afterwards.
When it first happens, you know, we're in the emergency room and I'm trying to even just to explain to the doctor that we had just come from a different emergency room. Mm. And I remember them looking at me saying, can you tell me that again? I mean, it made no sense. So, you know, I'm sitting in the emergency room and, you know, a parade of people come and see you in the emergency room, every person with their expertise. And you're trying to make sense of what's going on, and it's so overwhelming. And slowly but surely, I like to say the truth was allowed to unfold for me. So instead of someone walking in saying, you're likely going to lose your husband today, no one said that, but they slowly brought in the opportunities for me to understand, you know, something. Your husband has blood clots in his brain, his carotid arteries dissected, you know, he's having a stroke. Then, you know, we're going to try to retrieve those clots, but we don't know how this is going to go. Then the organ donation lady comes in. So slowly but surely, the magnitude of what was happening unfolded in front of me. And then they told me that, you know, he survived the surgery. We don't know what's going to happen over the next, you know, 2 to 3 days. And then, you know, so go home. Nothing else is going to happen today. So, I mean, it goes from complete disbelief and almost otherworldly feeling. And then you walk in the door of your house. My family was there. My brother had come. My mother had come. Our children were home. But it's like walking into a house that looks the same but isn't the same. And this devastation of everything in my life has just changed. And, you know, the lights blinking on the phone, you know, the news has gotten out, and I can't even imagine recounting the story at that point. It's just such a devastating feeling to look around and say, you know what, I'm probably not going to live here much longer. I'm probably not going to drive this car any longer. I mean, all that we were going to lose, all of, in addition to losing my husband, and my children are looking at me like, what's going to happen to us? It's a terrible, terrible place to be. And I was so fortunate to have, you know, family that came together. My neighbor runs over with dinner, brings it. Immediately people start ministering. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to see the love of people that you may not have known they even loved you. But they do. And you know, people start coming together, and people started mobilizing immediately to find ways to help us, and it's such a devastating loss. And of course, you can't sleep, and trying to slowly understand what is happening, and trying to make sense of it. But at the same time, I'm still a mom. I'm still trying to take care of my kids. I have a stack of forms that I'm supposed to be looking at, and I can't comprehend. And so the first day is just such a horrible, horrible day. And going through the experience, and then Gordon waking up and realizing how much he had lost. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know who the children were. It's almost like being born as a 51-year-old man. He didn't know who he was. He didn't realize, you know, his body was just something he saw. He was lost in this fog of stroke, and the right side of his body was paralyzed, including the right side of his face. I mean, it is as if they draw a Sharpie down the middle of your body, and the right side is not working. So, I mean, he was, you know, half paralyzed, and he couldn't talk. All he could say was yes and no, but the words didn't mean anything to him. So he lost language, he lost his memory, he lost his right side. It was such a devastating experience. And so, I mean, I would say for the first probably even 2 years, wow, it was such profound feeling of sadness and loss. But, you know, slowly but surely I was able to find my way out of it. And I attributed a lot of it to Gordon's eternal optimism, even in the midst of, you know, because he really didn't understand what happened to him. Every now and then he would look at me, and when he started to gain more language, he would look at me and he'd say, what happened to me? Mm. So he was so lost, and he was such a child for a while. But every now and then I'd get a glimpse of my husband. He would say something or respond normally. So there was always this glimmer of hope. And so we slowly but surely we made our way forward. But it starts from a very, very dark place, very, very sad, sad place.
I don't know about you, Dan, but it's here. That sadness.
Yeah.
You can feel that.
Yeah.
You can feel that devastation
right.
just in hearing the story and just watching you as you tell it. You know, it's deep.
Makes me want to hear more. But I also am looking at our time. And so we're going to bridge over to the other side, the podcast here in a couple of minutes. But so when we come back, I want to ask you both the question. It must have been easy to give up a million times. What kept you going? And maybe that's part of finding God in the darkness, because that's what we want to hear about. So I want to read the Who Said That Again, this quote that kind of fits our situation. The quote is this: a happy life consists not in the absence, but in the mastery of hardships. First clue was, this person knew very well about hardships, being born healthy but becoming seriously disabled before the age of 2, and is most well known for overcoming the disabilities to a happy and productive life. Here's clue number 2. This won't help you much to find out who it is, but I found it very fascinating. This person's father was a captain in the Confederate Army and has bloodlines to Robert E. Lee and U.S. President John Adams. A few generations before. You think you might have, don't say it. We don't want to give it away, but okay, very good. You might have read this person's work because, like I said, they are well known. Okay, so.
Read their work.
Those you folks listening, you got to get over to the podcast. You got to go to the website, secondhalfnow.com, and hear the rest of our discussion. We're just getting started. We have more time on the other side. But I want to remind you that our topic areas, and we're bringing in guests to deal with some of these life issues in this second half of life. In budget and finances, we have an estate planning attorney that will come in and talk to us about that. We have a real estate professional. If you're thinking about downsizing or relocating or any of those things having to do with real estate and property that you have, we've a financial planner, how to make your assets bring you an ongoing reliable income. Who wouldn't be interested in that? And an elder law attorney, because sometimes things do come up that we need to deal with. And so there's so much more coming. So keep tuning in. Keep going to the podcast on the website, secondhalfnow.com. So, as you know, our airtime is 5:30 to 6 p.m. right here on KKPZ in Portland, 1330 The Truth. And then go 24/7, of course, to the podcast, secondhalfnow.com. If you have questions about today's topic, want to get in touch with the guests, we'll give you some contact information on the other side on podcast. Let us know. Go to secondhalfnow.com. I want to thank you for listening today. And this is a radio show for boomers and beyonders, tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Let's continue the conversation on the podcast. Don't miss out. You got to get over there and get that part too. Secondhalfnow.com and look at the podcast over there. See you over there.